up, world? What's going on? This is Stocky fucking Rocky. And this is the Stocky fucking Rocky show. This is where I take a few minutes of your time and get a few things off my chest that I'm thinking about. It's on my mind. It's moving me throughout the day. First and foremost, I want to talk about goal setting. All right? Like a lot of people fail to set goals. A lot of people are moving with no purpose. And that's always a bad thing, right? Everything has to be purpose driven, right? You have to have a reason for, you know, doing something. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a purpose, you're just existing, right? So you don't want to just be existing. You want to be here for a reason and getting those things done that need to be done. Five-year plans, six-year plans, you know, like three-year plans, 10-year plans. People who set time limits on goals so that they can accomplish them. And that's all fine and dandy, but the main part is that they actually set a goal, right? So regardless of what happens, they set a goal to get to where they want to go. But it's not a hard thing to set a goal. That's the first step. The second step is actually getting the shit done. Executing. That's the most important part. Executing this goal that you have. The goal may be something simple. You can have a goal to, you know, like advance in your current career. In your current stage of employment, you might want to go a little higher. You might have plans to, you know, have kids by a certain time. Like, all those things are, you know, legit plans, but how do you execute it, right? So let's say you have plans to become a parent. You don't have any kids, and you say, in the next 5 years, I want to, you know, start a family. But in that next 5 years, you're not dating, right? So how do you start a family if you're not actively dating, right? So it's like you have to execute the plan that you have in order for it to become something successful, right? In order to see success in it, right? And within that big plan, you have to have smaller plans, right? So it's like it's stages of goals that you have to set. So set the small goals and the small girl goals as time go along. You achieve one small goal, you're confident about achieving the next small goal. But all these goals should lead up to the main goal, whatever your main goal may be. This has been on my mind because, you know, I have goals. Everybody should, but I have my own personal goals. And, I mean, I don't have to express them, but I haven't been working towards my goals as much as I should have been in the last week or so, right? I've been being distracted, right? It's not that it is not on my mind. It's just that I've been letting other things occupy brain space. Things that shouldn't occupy my brain space, right? So I caught that, and now it's time to get back to it. It's now time to focus back on the goals and get things done. I'm not one of those people that have New Year's goals. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, I'm cutting them off next year. And I was like, cut them off now. Next year is in 3 weeks. You know, I'm not one of those people that's going to wait until a certain time and then decide that I'm going to do this. And, oh, it's a New Year's resolution. So, you know, I always joke about it. Like, come to the end of the year, I'd be like, yeah, I ain't having it next year. For the next couple of days, I'm having it. But next year, I'm not having it. And that's my little personal joke. But the humor in it is that, you know, like, where out here setting goals to be better, but we're putting a timeline for a start date in front of us, and that kind of hinders us because we make ourselves lazy up until that point. So I say, fuck all that. No better time to start than now. Don't procrastinate. Procrastination is a disease too, right? And nobody got time for that, right? get things done. Like, don't wait. Push yourself forward. The littlest things hinder us sometimes. The little, and one of the biggest hindrances that I feel like aid procrastination is social media. We get caught up in our phones and what we're doing on our phones, and we lose touch with what we're trying to accomplish. And I've been a victim of that. Not so much caught up in social networks, but, you know, just caught up in everything else. And I promote following your goals to the T. I promote getting started with them right now. Because, like I said, you can look up and next, you know, we in a whole nother year. 3-4 years done went past, and we haven't started on working on ourselves and what we're trying to accomplish yet. Talk is cheap. You know, it costs nothing to run our mouths. But having a goal and executing it and putting in the work to get that thing done, that's of the utmost importance. And I think that everybody should focus on that. If they focus on nothing else, it's just focus on getting your goals accomplished. Focus on pushing yourself to the limit to make these goals happen. Like, I tip my hat to people that decide, you know what, I'm going to go to school. And I got this plan, because after I go to school for a couple years and I'm going to get into this industry and I'm going to do this. And after I finish with that, then I'm going to do this. And boom, next thing you know, I'm going to have this career. And I'm going to still have, you know, 20 years left to actually live. You know what I'm saying? Like, and live my life and enjoy it because I did X, Y, and Z now. So all of those things, like, I commend those people that actually live through it. They set the goals, they set the timeline for it, and they actually work towards getting it done. They inspire me. And I love being inspired. I love waking up and saying, you know what? I got to start this day new, and I got to work on all my goals today, right now. I got to do everything that I need to do to get my goals accomplished. So if I'm sitting there saying that to myself, after being inspired by somebody else achieving their goals, you know, it's like everything just comes together collectively, right? So, you know, if you have goals, if you have any type of, I don't know, if you have any type of plans on doing anything better than what you're doing now, if you have any type of plans on doing anything more advanced than what you're doing now, if you have plans on just excelling in life, you know, this is something that needs to be done. And what needs to be done ASAP is focus on your goals. Start with the small ones. Set the smallest of the small, but make sure that everything leads up to the big goal, the ultimate goal that you have. Once you achieve those little goals, you'll feel more confident. And once that confidence level goes up, everything else kind of just, you just see it happening faster. Now you're setting more goals, and you're putting goals on top of goals now, and you're getting things done, and you're feeling happier, and you're feeling a little bit more livelier, and you're feeling a lot more accomplished. And that feeling is unmatched. There's no other feeling in the world like feeling accomplished, feeling like you got something done. Nobody has to know your goals, but sometimes we put in an atmosphere, other people hold us accountable. So sometimes that's a good tactic. So if you have any issues with, you know, setting goals and following through them, make small goals, achieve those small goals, put your goals in the air, let the people around you hold you accountable to it, tell them that you're trying to do something in this amount of time, and let them remind you, hey, what happened to such and such? Sometimes that's what we need to bring us back to where we need to be. But I'm going to hang out this evening, going bowling. So that's what I'm going to do with my evening. Go bowl and just enjoy my evening. You should enjoy your evening too. Once again, this is Stocky fucking Rocky. Follow me everywhere. Stocky Rocky, Stocky Rocky, @StockyRocky. So until next time.